And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. And they invite you to embark on an unforgettable journey and explore the wonders of South Africa this September. Trips 9 days, 8 nights, with airfare out of RDU, hotels, and most meals included. You can learn more at carolinachamber.org. We are joined now on the phone by Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford. Jamesetta, how's your Wednesday been?
It's been busy.
Busy.
But it hasn't been raining like I expected.
That's true. I thought we were going to get a lot more storm in the AM today than we actually did. So that was a little bit of a pleasant surprise.
Yes, same here.
And commissioners had a meeting last night, and I wasn't at the meeting, but that agenda looked like it had a lot of stuff on it.
It was a full agenda, yes. Substantive issues, including, you know, we started out kicking off budget season with a presentation on our capital investment plan. We don't do a lot of proclamations out loud, but we did read one and had staff from DSS there for April being Child Abuse Prevention Month. And so that was, we haven't done that one in a while. And it's just nice to remind people that, you know, we are all have eyes. We can all be alert. We can support parents. We can support children. And if you have any questions ever, you can call DSS and they can do a very confidential and discreet, you know, investigation if needed. Yes.
We're visiting with Jamesetta Bedford from the Orange County Commissioners, and also at that meeting, there was discussion of a possible schools bond referendum. What was the decision? Was there a decision made on that last night, I guess, is the question?
Sure. Right. So the legal mechanisms, there have to be like 4 steps, and this is that the commissioners do. And so this was, we were voting that the no greater than the limit on the bond will be $300 million. And they reviewed, there have been some, the last bond that Orange County did was 2016. And so some of the language that has to be included in the ballot has changed. The legislature has asked, required that you have to give sort of a, so kind of like a truth in lending, you know, what would the interest total be with interest, which I think is important. And, but then the LGC makes you use the highest 5.33% interest rate regardless. So we have hopes that it'll be less paid over time because we do have a AAA bond rating, which not that many counties do. And also, then we give an example in, and we always did that with the bond education committee, but it's in the ballot language of, so for $100,000, the equivalent, tax increase would be $34.10. And so that was helpful. We found, I think it was Commissioner Hamilton was said it, that title they had was Orange County School Bonds. And because we're one of the counties that has 2 school districts, that language is confusing. People could think it was only for Orange County schools. So is there a way to reword it, something like bonds for Orange County school districts or bonds for Orange County schools, or, you know, try to come up with some wording that is, makes it very clear that it's for both school districts. And then the calendar, it comes back, we have to have a public hearing, and we have to do one other step I can't remember, and then we have a final June 18th. We have to have a second reading and a vote also.
But all the anticipation is that this is very likely to be on the ballot in November, correct?
Oh, the commissioners are putting this on the ballot, yes. I would say, you know, unless something really, really terrible happened, we have kicked the can down the road. You know, we've tried to fund the classroom, the instructional pieces, and the actual needs are over $1 billion. So instead, this is $300 million for 10 years. It's not just for, you know, for to be spent over 10 years. They were presented maybe over 3 like tranches of borrowing that would get us started on some of the really basic functional needs. Every school would get the basics to be safe, you know, like fire equipment that we do every year, but upgrading some of the facilities, perhaps building new school in each district, I think is it's going to happen. The schools are still working on finalizing their plans, and they're going to present to us in the end of May, so that we can see, you know, how did they work with the consultant and how does it fit the plan based on the facilities assessments. And then I did say last night, you know, we'll be prepared if we have conflict, you know, then what next steps, because sometimes the projects do change over time. As they did with the 2016 bond. So we have to stay flexible to a degree, but they will all go, and you don't name the projects on the bond referendum. They have to go to schools and school facilities. So that's a positive, but that way we're not tying the hands of future school boards or commissioners either as circumstances change.
We're visiting with James Etta Bedford from the Orange County Commissioners, talking about that school bond referendum that would be looking at $300 million on the ballot in November. And then I also understand, point of clarification here, you also heard the 10-year capital improvement plan from County Manager Bonnie Hammersley. Now, that's separate from schools, right?
Well, the schools are part of our county. Yeah, because in North Carolina, by law, counties are required to fund school facilities. We also do the sheriff's office, which is a separate elected, and the court facilities. And so in our capital investment plan, we have the school, and we're including a school bond, and we look out 10 years, but come June, we only vote on the actual first year of, okay, this is what we're going to do this coming year. And so it had existing programmings and recommendations, you know, from HVACs to parking lots to parks to all the different security, just a wide variety of projects that you have to do to maintain these buildings. It also has the behavioral health crisis diversion facility. And then it has an additional $90.1 million, although it dropped down a little bit, I think to $86 million, over these 10 years of new facilities for the county, which would include a new EMS 911 center. And we met with Sally, Commissioner Green and I met with, and the staff, we met with our judicial group, you know, the DA, not just the judges, but the DA, the public defender's office, the whole complex group, some representatives from them. And then we set up a work for, group, because we thought we could just do an expansion, but they are looking for something more comprehensive. And so we're going to remodel the Link building, and we just sort of, okay, for now we're going to have a work group. We'll just group it all together and say $15 million for that. And that was one of them. The old gym up in Hillsborough needs to be redone, but in a different, we're going to build a new one. So just kind of trying to time those out over 10 years and where can we do it. The health department has some Medicaid monies that they collect each year, so that will fund a significant portion of the health department's expansion and remodeling at Southern Human Services. So there's a lot in there, plus bringing in spending about $6 million for climate action projects, charging centers, more solar, more electric vehicles that we got an introduction and we discuss it in depth next Tuesday. So I really have to go through that and look at it.
We're visiting with James Etta Bedford from the Orange County Commissioners. And one other item that stood out to me on that agenda that I know affects a lot of people you see on the regular is that is a discussion on recommendations for county staff benefits, including health insurance. So what recommendations did you hear?
Well, yes, the dental insurance didn't have an increase. And we do this a little early because we have to do open enrollment before July 1. So we can't wait till June 18th to adopt that budget. And the dental didn't go up, but the health insurance is going up 5%. A total of, it was 700 and some thousand, maybe $760,000 that the manager recommended we continue to offer at where the employees do not have to pay anything for their health insurance. And the pre-retirees that are under 65. So we really didn't discuss it. I mean, we said, okay, 5% is reasonable. We've seen other employers are getting hit with higher increases this year. And we are very much need to recruit and retain our staff, looking at it as a big comprehensive package. So, you know, don't just look at your salary, but also look at these benefits. Look at the benefits you get. So that passed unanimously as well. And we didn't spend a lot of time on it.
Well, sounds like that was an easy decision, which doesn't always present itself in those commissioners' meetings.
Right. Well, let me add, just with the whole talk about the tax increase, because just so people have the current facts, you know, these things change. But so the base CIP, without, if we had done no changes, no bond, no new county facilities, had incorporated and looked like a tax increase of 2.79 cents over 10 years. Then the bond, as I said, is 3.41 cents. They were also including $100 million of PAYGO, which is money you borrow, but you're not borrowing, you're using it from your regular tax revenues, and that, and you're paying, borrowing $100 million, $10 million a year, so that is a 2.68 tax increase also. So it adds up to 8.8 cents at this point. So that's big, and that's why it's so important that we inform the community of those needs and why we're doing this and how we can, you know, get more other commercial tax revenue, as well as you know, helping those who need help to pay their county taxes with the long-term homeowners group as well.
We're breaking down a jam-packed county commissioners meeting from last night with Chair of the County Commissioners, James Etta Bedford. We are just about out of time. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
Well, and on the same agenda, then, our tax appraisal, our tax office, you know, they are in the appraisal process. In 2025, we do have it's a reevaluate year. They're out in the field doing assessments. They've already done 6,000 properties, which is more than they did in 2021. And we are mandated, we usually can choose between 4 and 8 years, and they typically choose 4 years, but because our property values have increased over about 64%, we are mandated to do this in the 4-year time frame, which we had already planned on. And so I don't want people to panic, but there's always, you know, it's on average, we reset the tax rate so that we have that so-called revenue neutral. But there are, you know, some go up by individual property, there can be fluctuations. And so they're trying to have more sort of discrete neighborhoods. In particular, near the university, they can just change very quickly as to what, for comparisons, you know, market values. They'll keep looking at market values through December of this year. So maybe, I feel like they're not increasing as much as they were. It's still an unknown, but they're working on it.
So we'll find, folks would find out if that was increasing next year, right? That's a 2025.
Yep. In February next year, I think it was, they said the notices go out. And that's why, even though they're telling us all these updates, you know, we don't pay attention, right? Until you get the notice.
Right.
What?
Suddenly there's a bill in your hand and a.
Right. And that's when people
much clearer.
Need to know that if you can do an informal appeal, and that is the easiest, cheapest. You know, you don't have to hire a lawyer. You can, if you really, you know, something's wrong, you didn't open that notice you just got last month or the month before, you know, you kind of put it in the recycling, you put it in the cupboard, and then you're like, wait a minute, that's not accurate. You can do an informal appeal for a couple of months before it switches to the formal appeals, which are, you know, take a little more time and effort. So those that think this isn't accurate, we'll be trying to inform them about using that process.
James Etta, I appreciate you taking the time as always. Good stuff, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Sure. It'll probably be on capital budget then.
Budget season, it takes over.
That's right.
Thanks
okay,
again.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.